points doesn't sit well with you guys. So how do you come out of this game feeling about what you guys did?
No, I don't want to take away from the win. You know, that's number one at all times. It doesn't matter if we win 7-0 or 40-41. You know, the win is what's most important. You know, I think, all game we had opportunities to really snuff them out, and we just, I think about that first half, just playing more assignment sound and getting more knockback in the run game, getting off on third and longs. Second half, you know, they got us on a couple of the deep balls. But even then, I think, you know, we have opportunities to keep them out of the end zone. We got to do that. It's always a learning experience. You're always growing. You're always trying to find ways to get better and find ways to win. So we'll look at it hard and we'll be better from it.
How excited do you get when you see their offense staying on the field on a fourth down?
Our offense or their offense? Oh, yeah, our offense. I'm like, yeah. No, yeah, great. Yeah, we love that. And, you know, I usually just sit on the bench because I know they're going to get it. You know, that's the confidence I have in our offense. And when they went for it on fourth down, we made two tackles. Man, it feels great. Yeah. No, I mean, shoot, you want to try us on fourth down, go ahead, you know. And, we take that as takeaways, you know, for our team. So, big time.
What was your view on Nick's fumble forcing sack there that kind of locked this thing up, I would think?
Yeah, no, I was dropping back, you know, middle third. I'm way back there, and I'm kind of watching, the backfield, and you can kind of feel the rush. And as soon as I saw him kind of try to let it go and the ball came loose, the first thing I see is Jordan Willis trying to fight for it. You know, just I didn't know if it was a fumble or if that was considered an interception. So I was, just trying to make sure that Jordan secured it. But, yeah, you mentioned it, just big-time play by a big-time player in the moment we needed it.
You've obviously seen Nick play a lot of good football, but when he's in that zone like he is from a pass rushing perspective, how much does it help you guys knowing that the ball is probably going to come out and you're not going to have to be in coverage for super long because there's a good chance he's going to get there?
Yeah, no, it's insane the level he's playing at, and that's why our defense is – that's a big reason why our defense is, performing the way it is, because we know that it takes all 11, the rush and the coverage work together, and knowing that he's on the field and has that opportunity to get home, like you get stickier in coverage and you're able to sit on routes, and, he's just been playing out of his mind.
Is this the best you've seen him play?
Yeah. He's been doing all right.
Fred, did you think this was your best game of the season?
I don't know. I have to go back and watch it. I always think back to the plays that I either missed or could have been better. You know, there was a couple of tackles in there where I wanted to get more knockback and be better there. I got to watch it.
How difficult or how much do you have to emphasize bringing a certain level of intensity at this point in the season, knowing you already clinched? And, that there's a human nature element, just maybe sometimes teams in this spot might not bring that requisite intensity.
Yeah, no, I understand. Like that's something that's for sure on my mind, as one of the leaders of the team, making sure that we're still in it. Them looking to me, I know I got to bring it no matter what. And that's just my mentality no matter what anyway, because if you're the best, you got to be the best day in and day out. It doesn't just happen. You can't just pick and choose when you want to turn it on. Like, you got to be on all the time. And so when you have that thought process and that's your mindset, it really takes care of itself, because you go out there and you want to make sure you impose your will every play regardless.
Kyle called Jordan Willis the silent assassin of the defense. Mm-hmm. What do you assess of his play and how he stepped up?
Yeah, no, Jay Will, that's my guy. I love him. I love that guy because, that's true. He is the silent assassin. The way that he works and the way that he plays on game day, like, it's fun to watch. When you go back and look at the tape, he's just such a dynamic player and such a relentless force in the run game and the pass game, always making plays somehow, when he's on the field. So, I'm glad he's on our side.
I know this, before every game, during the national anthem, you stand on the 50-yard line and you stare at the other team. What's in your mind in those 2 minutes?
That's a good observation, yeah. I usually try to look for the opposing quarterback or one of the offensive players, see if there's a stare down can happen, and if they look away, I'm like, all right, we got them.